If a seizure patient's anti-epileptic levels are low after starting herbs, what herb do you suspect?
St. John's wort is the most likely culprit. It induces the cytochrome P450 system, which can drive down the blood levels of many different medications.
Now we examine the impact of renal function and hemodialysis on anti-epileptic drug clearance. Does lamotrigine require dose-related consideration with dialysis?
It absolutely does. Because lamotrigine is about 60% protein-bound and can be filtered out by the machine, hemodialysis can significantly drop those plasma levels.
Which AEDs require dose adjustment in renal failure?
Ethosuximide and phenobarbital both need adjustments, usually by extending the dosing interval, since about 30% of them are excreted by the kidneys. However, topiramate is the big one. It requires a major reduction, often by half, because 70% of it is cleared renally.
Is phenytoin removed by hemodialysis?
No, it isn't. Hemodialysis doesn't effectively remove phenytoin, so you generally don't need to adjust the dose specifically for the dialysis sessions.
How is phenytoin overdose treated?
Treatment is primarily supportive. Standard clearance methods like forced diuresis, dialysis, or even plasmapheresis aren't effective for phenytoin.
How does uremia affect phenytoin levels?
Uremia actually lowers protein binding. This means you end up with a higher free or active fraction of the drug. Because of this, a patient might experience toxicity even if their total drug levels look like they are in the therapeutic range.
Now we discuss the clinical management and overall efficacy of anti-epileptic therapies. What is the greatest source of variability in AED concentrations? Without a doubt, it's non-adherence. When a patient takes their medication exactly as prescribed, drug levels typically vary by less than 20%. Why does carbamazepine level fall approximately 4 weeks after starting therapy, and what seizure types can it worsen? It's due to autoinduction. The drug essentially trains the liver to clear it faster, which shortens its half-life and drops the serum levels after about a month. Clinically, you have to be careful because it can actually make absence and myoclonic seizures worse. Which newer AEDs have broad-spectrum activity in partial and generalized epilepsy?
Felbamate and lamotrigine are the primary ones, and we often see broad-spectrum activity with topiramate as well.
Which AED classes carry the highest risk of withdrawal seizures?
Barbiturates and benzodiazepines carry the highest risk for those.
What is the most effective medication for focal seizures?
Carbamazepine is incredibly effective for focal seizures. Often, using an extended-release formulation can help with tolerability and even give a slight boost to its efficacy.